Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1118, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we did not go through officially the foods yet, but in general, so let's start like this. The in Kufayin Ches, our Semin, which is going to be Kufayin Ches, the Mechaber tells us over there at that it's actually Sifhei, Mechaber Sifhei says like this. What about the Shiva Saminim, the Shiva Saminim, the fruits, special fruits mentioned in the Pasuk, which we've been talking about so much in conjunction with Kedima B'brachas, the order of Brachas, right? So you have, of course, you have figs, you have dates, you have grapes, you have pomegranates. So he says like this. What about that? I'm eating some grapes. Let's say I'm eating some grapes. The most famous case probably would be grapes. I'm sitting and eating grapes. Now I have to go out. I have to go outside. I have to go down the block and my child is getting off the bus. I'll be back in 3-4 minutes, whatever the case is. Now I'm eating grapes. When I come back, do I need a new bracha before? Right? The bottom line is, would Shinoi Mokum, the halachas of Shinoi Mokum apply to this Shivas Haminim? In Kufayim Ches Sif Hey, the Mechaber tells us, Yesh Ormim Sheshivas Haminim to Unim Bracha, Lachareim Bim Koimim. So there are those who want to say, it's a machlaikis, the staka comes out, it's a machlaikis. There are those who want to say that the Shivas Haminim would require bracha in its place. In other words, bottom line is, when you have the connection, when you have to come back to make the after bracha in the place where you ate, then no shinei makom applies, right? To review, you have hamoitzi, you have, which is birchas hamazon, then you have al hamichya, right? Also, so, which we'll see in a minute, that's also a machlekes, but hamoitzi, but birchas hamazon, benching across the board is, the halach is you have to come back. We're gonna see that, al hamichya is a machlekes, but we paskin that definitely you have to make the bracha after bracha in its place. Now the question is even lower. I don't want to say the word lower, but the third level, if you want to call it, was shivas aminim, the al ha'eitz, when you have to make al ha'eitz for pri ha'eitz. So now, do you have to come back to the place? Right? I mean, my grapes I ran out. So we're going to see that it is a machlokes also. Okay, but I just want to go through the three different categories. V'yeshemim. So the Mechaber says further, v'yeshemim the dafka minei dagan. There are those who want to say only minei Dagan, it only applies to let's call it, for argument's sake right now, mizonos. That mina dagan is also has to do with berachas hamazon, right? But right now let's keep it simple as far as berachas hamazon. V'yesh emrim dafka pas. Oh, so now the Ramah puts in at the end and ends off v'yesh emrim dafka pas levad. And then there's a third sheet that says no, the whole thing only applies to bread. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about the mizonos part. Don't worry about the alamichi. Don't worry about the shivas aminim. As far as having to make the after bracha in its place, only applies to bread. But again, it's a machleikis. So what do we do? What's the bottom line over here? We'll see the Mishabura. Mishabura says the bottom line, Vim Holach, so Lacharei, Vim Kaimim, he says like this, Vim Holach Misham, Sarach Lachza, Lamakim, Levarach, Kamay, Lagabe, Pas, right? When we say Lacharei, Vim Kaimim, they have to make the after bracha in its place. It means plain and simple, if you leave the place, right, you have to come back, Sarach Lachza, Lamakim, you have to, as far as the after bracha, you have to come back to the place and make the bracha over there. Okay, so now he says, Mine Dagam, Ibnechash, why Mine Dagam, different types of grains, spelt, wheat, right, oats, and so on. Why the grains bedafka that they have to make the bracha in its place? Why bedafka? Because of the importance. It's called mazen. It's called mazen. It's called sustenance. In general, a person doesn't eat an apple to get, to have his main sustenance energy. Eat a piece of bread, pas shacharis, and so on. Okay, which would be, bread is the sustenance of a person. Now he says, he ends off with the, which is the point I want to get to today. Levadi says like this: says mishbrum sif katan mem hay kaswa akroinim b'lachatchila. What's the bottom line over here? We have three different ways to go, right? So bread we establish, you have to come back to its place, make the after bracha, which is benching, and then. Which means if you go out, you must, and you come back, you do not have to remake the amoitzi. That lechatchila, one should Now he's talking about as far as the Shivas Aminim. Okay, I want to make it clear. We're talking about as far as the Shivas Aminim. First, lechatchila yachmir levarech b'mekayman. Lechatchila, one should make the bracha in its place. Afila b'zayin minim, even by the Shivas Aminim, by the fruits, right? Which is again, we said the pomegranates, the figs, the grapes. So you're eating one of those and you go out. Once you ate a kazayis, I want to make it clear. Once you ate a kazayis, you established the place. Now lechatchila, one should be careful to come back and make the air. After bracha, before we even get to is there shinei makom, to make the after bracha in its place. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Eating a bunch of grapes, right? And once you ate the kazayas of grapes, now you have to run out, and you did not make an after bracha. You should lechatchila, again lechatchila, come back to the place and make the after bracha. If you didn't, but the evid is still good, obviously, even by benching. But by benching, you have to be more strict. Obviously, by benching, everybody holds like that. But even by the zayim minim, even by zayim minim, eating figs, eating pomegranates, eating the grapes, right? You eat a kazayis, you go out, and you forgot to make the after bracha lechatchila. You should come back to the place and make the after bracha over there. Okay, we'll continue next year, and we'll get a little bit more into the zayin minim, how that works as far as shinei makom, and also al hamichya, how that works with the shinei makom and the after bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tuv.